रासोत्सवे जय गोकुल चंद्र बाहु स्पर्शेन सौभग भरम नितराम अवाप ग्रेवेयकम केन किमुत्तम तव कंठ देशम संपूजयिष्यति पुनः स्वभगे जनोयम। रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी आफ्टर After decorating by Angada and Angad, now he took his hand to give Angad in the hands of Srimati Radhika, but he came in out sense and he saw that no Radhika, nothing, no ornament, and he became restless, feeling so much separation, and began to weep. But the most in her heart was continued. After some time he again went in inner side and saw that Angad has been given, and he wanted to give her contribution,
necklace.
So he was praying Radhika, her master, O Subhage, may I decorate your kanthadesh a necklace. So he is telling him her Subhage. What is the meaning of Subhage in Hindi or Sanskrit? Subhage means सौभाग्यवती,
वेरी गुड फॉर्च्यून।
व्हेन ए महाभागवत महाभागवत এটা লোক না আসলে ভালো। কেনে ভাব ভালো, রিমেম্বারিং দি পাস্ট টাইমস অফ কৃষ্ণ ইন অষ্টকালীয় লীলা, হি ডাজ নট থিঙ্ক দ্যাট আই এম that person. No. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, when thinking all these things, he does not think, he has no remembrance that he is Raghunath Das Goswami. And actually his all Dauhar, all behaviors. Are in mood of a Rati Manjari. Similarly, any person who is qualified and serving Radha and Krishna or Radhika, then he forgets the
outer
thing, everything. Who is he? How is he? And sings in that mode only. That I am Kinkari, Srimati Radhika Kinkari, and serving myself. So Raghunath Das Goswami is realizing that I am Rati Manjari, or Tulsi Manjari. I am not a Raghunath Das Goswami, or any worldly avesh. Worldly remembrance or any avesh means a
thought.
Any thought comes at that time. At that time, no jariya asakti, attachment, worldly attachment, nothing. Only sarup avesh is there. Sarup avesh, and Kinkari of Radhika, and so on, doing all these things, and always Kinkari. So in our this bhakti sadhan, gradually these worldly attachments, requirements, and everything should go away. If it goes, this avesh, this attachment goes, by nature, kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarj, all will go away. All this depends on that avesh, jariya avesh, material attachment. Attachment means not avesh perhaps.
But absorption.
Absorption.
Being absorbed in material.
Yes, this thing. So we should try from beginning to give up our worldly attachments and worldly observations and all things by and by. But it is so hard. But we'll have to do. We'll have to do. No other way. At that time, when he was thinking that I am that Manjari, Kinkari of Srimati Radhika and serving Radhika, he saw that in box it was the
necklace
was there, and I will have to give it in her name. He at once remembered the Sobhagya of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is so fortunate that Krishna always is controlled by Radhika. He is always in control of Radhika. Here, Ras, the root of a Ras is a Rasa. So, all our previous acharya, Jiva Goswami especially, has told that, or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that the rush is a rasa samuha. So many rush,
mixture
of so many rush, not mixture, so
fancy.
এই সমূহ মানে কি হবে সো মেনি রস মিক্স লট অফ রস মানে নট ওয়ান সো মেনি কাইন্ডস অফ রস লাইক ফ্রম বিগিনিং শ্রদ্ধা Shraddha is also in prem avastha. So rasanam samuha is ras. So many ras. Are called rasa. Especially param rasa samuha. Srimati Radha is Rasheshwari. Because all the rasa are in Srimati Radhika. All the rasa are in Krishna. So Krishna is Rasheshwar. And she is Rasheshwari. Rasanam samuha. All the rasa. I was telling that Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, all are in Prem. And Prem goes up to high level, Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, and the Swarupa of Srimati Radhika is Mahabhav. And it goes also up. So in a ras everything is there in Srimati Radhika, and by all these things Srimati Radhika is serving. Kaun hai? In this ras, Krishna is not karta. Ras is karta. And karna is Radhika and Krishna. Rup to mukhya and all gopis. Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of all gopis. His one, each bhav moods are all gopis. So all here combined is a ras. When we will see what is sneha, what is pranay, what is rag, what is anurag, what is bhav, and mahabhav and upper stages, that each things, each all these things have lakhs and lakhs kinds of modes. Not only one. Sneha, not only one. So many things. Anurag. So meeting gopis, dancing, bhavhangi, you know, these modes. Man, all are including in ras. All mix, then rasa, and from ras it has come as a ras. So here, she is seeing Srimati Radhika in ras, and in ras, Krishna has made himself the necklace of Srimati Radhika's
neck.
His two arms has become as this. In the shape of necklace. He has not done for others. Especially, he remembered one thing. Gokula Chandra connected with this Subhage. Krishna is like Chandra. All the gopis are like Tara.
Star.
And they are all playing with Krishna. In the midst of two Krishna, one gopi, and in the midst of two gopis, one Krishna. A dancing, singing. So the raspa is going on its very high level. Gokul here is telling that she is remembering that Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering past times of very past days, that Kamdev has done offense in the feet of Shankar. And he was so angry with him, and he gave curse to Kamdev. Now Kamdev has returned to Shankar and praying him that you should pardon me. And that is why he sat in Kambukantha. Kambukantha, you know? We.
Conch.
Kamp has come in the shape of Kamdev. No? And that Kamdev, from this sankh of Radhika, he is giving a flow of Ganges water. Shankar has taken Ganga, and there is Chandra, so Krishna Chandra, Gokul Chandra, and from his head, from that Chandra, water of Ganges is coming in Shankha. What is Shankha? Srimati Radhika neck is, that is Shankha. Shankha means?
Conch.
And Surdhani is coming out of that sankh. And Shiv is there in two shapes, lower part of Kambu. And water of Ganges is coming there, and water is pouring there. So that Shiv may, Shankar may, was so much pleased by that. Shiv only is pleased giving a very little water there. So, thinking this Kamdev is praying and giving water from the neck of, as if water is coming. What is water? That what necklace he is giving by both sides, coming on Shankar in the shape up there. And he is praying to them that
excuse me.
So remembering this, she is remembering to Srimati Radhika, in this view Krishna is giving necklace in your
neck.
Remember, she began to smile. You are very intelligent. So he became so much pleased to this. Then he took in his hand that necklace and tried to give in the neck of Srimati Radhika. So in each service, she remembers Srimati Radhika, the pastimes of Krishna, and connecting with them. always giving uddipan bhav. Uddipan means?
Stimulate.
Stimulating Srimati Radhika. In Govinda Lilamrita, perhaps, or no, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Bhavanamritam, it has written in Nishantha Lila that Srimati Radhika telling told by this sari named Manju Bhasini is telling that all the best sundaris, beautiful ladies in whole world, Kishori, have become astonished that is coming from your Saubhagyabhairi. Saubhagyabhairi means your Saubhagya is like a flute, very means a Sahanai, you know?
Sahanai.
Very sweet melody voice. Hearing this means that you have controlled Krishna, Krishna is so much controlled by you that Chandravali even what to tell all others have become astonished to hear your Saubhagya that Krishna is always controlled by you. In a Rasa study, I had been also told in Krishna Bhavanamrita that Jayeshwari Sriya Bilas Saubhaga Sri Tarasit Sri Mukha Mukha Jauvate. In Raslila, it has been told by Sukadeva Goswami that there were so many kinds of various kinds of instruments which were played by gopis. Dumpha, you know, Krishna was playing on Murli or Bansi. There was Veena, Tunga Vidya, very expert in Veena, and all other Sakhi, Mridanga, so many things they use. But most prominent instruments were two. One was Bheri and other was Dundubhi. The two instruments are always played by demigods. But in Ras, gopis they do. Bheri was using Krishna and Radha was playing on Dundubhi. How? Krishna Rasa Chaturya. Krishna is a rasik, greatest rasik. So he Rasa Chaturya, English? Rasa Chaturya is very means Krishna posing, Krishna playing on the floor, Krishna mode of talking, singing were most important thing. That was an instrument that is called Bheri. Not Bheri, but like Bheri. It has been given
example.
And Srimati Radhika Sobhagya Dundubhi. Both this Dheri and Dundubhi were played in this ras. It means that Krishna was so wise, so chatur,
expert,
that by his chaturi, anyone cannot know, did not know any of the gopis, and cleverly, wisely, he took Srimati Radhika from Ras and went another place. Anayaradito ninam Bhagavan Hari Deshwara Janno Vihaya Govinda Pritam Jam Anayata Raha. Anayata Raha. It was the skill of Krishna, very good art of Krishna, that is skillfully he made Manumati Radhika and took her. So in the Ras, Krishna's skillfulness was what?
Very.
And in other, Srimati Radhika Sobhagya. Krishna wanted to show the Sobhagya of Srimati Radhika. So he played like so. He called all gopis in dance. Ras was going on. And skillfully, anyone could not saw Krishna playing with any other gopi, but only Radhika saw. Why? It was the skill of Krishna. And he wanted to establish the Sobhagya of Srimati Radhika. And that is why skillfully he played like so, and Srimati Radhika became Manvati. And he left the Ras first, and Krishna went. Anyone could not saw. And after that, she took Srimati Radhika with him, decorated by flowers, and he especially made a very gold har, necklace of flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui, and all others. And he gave with his own hand Srimati Radhika. That Raghunath Das Goswami remembered this part. How Subhage you are? So he is telling Subhage, Gokula Chandra and Graiveyaka Kena, all these things. Also, it has been told Rasa Lila Jat Esa Jaya Sanjujate Anisham Hari Vidagdhatam Jaya Radha Saubhagya Dundubhi Bhirya. Also, in Krishna Bhavanamrita it has been told that Krishna is Vidagdha. Kya Lalit? Dhir Lalit and Vidagdha. This is very. Without this, he cannot be Nayak. He cannot be Rasik. So this is very. And Radha Saubhagya is Dundubhi. So everywhere it has been told. So Srimad Bhagavat is a Amal Puran which declares the Saubhagya of Srimati Radhika in Bhagavat Mandi. Because in all Purans, Krishna, Bhagavata and all other things had been described. But here, Bande Nanda Braja Istrinam, Istrinam, what is the meaning? In Istrinam Madhe Srimati Radhika. So Gopinam Madhe, only Srimati Radhika. Fit dust he likes to keep it in her head. Or to serve her. Or in the disha, jis disha mein hai usko pranam karein. In the direction where these lotus dust are there, he wants to pray. So he is telling, Rasotsave Jai Iha Gokula Chandra Bahu. Krishna has given his hands, two hands, in the neck of Srimati Radhika, like a beggar, to beg the prem of Srimati Radhika, like to beg the mercy of Srimati Radhika. He should never leave me. If he leave me, I will die. Like little boys having two hands in the mother's neck and begging something, Maya, do. Give me mother. Or any priyasi can do it to his husband, like this. But here, Krishna is begging prem, mercy of Srimati Radhika, that he should not leave. Again, rasasthali. Otherwise, for whom I am doing ras? I am only doing this ras for only you. So in ras, this Shobhagya came to Srimati Radhika and whole world knew the mahima, the glory of Srimati Radhika. So, he was in a mood to give the necklace, remembering all these facts, Srimati Radhika. And he was in a mood to give this necklace in the neck of Srimati Radhika. When he gave her hand in his, about to give it, at once he came in,
out of sense,
and he saw that I am rolling down on the bank of Radhakund. No Radhika, no Ras, no Krishna, nothing is there. No necklace is here. And he became so worried and began to weep and began to pray that, O Srimati Radhika, you should be merciful, that any day will come for me that may I give necklace in your neck, in which Krishna has once, in Rasasthali, has tried to give his hands as a necklace. O my Radhike, my master Radhike, I don't know nothing more than you. You are my everything. So please be merciful to me that this day will come and I can serve like this to you.